Good morning, everybody, and good morning to you, Billy.
Good morning, Mr. Wizard.
I need to explain to you, Billy, and to the listening audience just why I'm talking to you over this walkie-talkie.
Go ahead.
Billy is located about a mile away from where I'm standing. The reason we're so far apart is because we're going to demonstrate the difference between the speed of light and the speed of sound.
I can hardly wait, Mr. Wizard.
Don't butt in, Billy, please.
Sorry.
Where was I? Oh, yes. My good friend Billy will help me conduct this experiment with the items I left with him. Ready for the first experiment, Billy?
A-OK and Roger.
Let's can the cliches. What do you say, Billy?
OK, fine.
Good. Now, first blow that air horn.
Right.
We heard the horn on the walkie-talkie right away because radio travels at the speed of light, but... Now we hear the actual sound from the distance. See how long it took to reach us? Okay, Billy, now turn on that bright light.
Got it.
Look, we saw the light instantly, even this far away. Now, let's have a race. We'll create a light and a sound at the same time and see how long it takes each to get this far. Billy, what does the timer say on that big box next to you?
5 seconds, Mr. Wizard.
Good, good. That low-yield nuclear device should create quite
a
flash and noise, not to mention a bit of a breeze. So let's turn off the radio and wait for the... there's the flash. Never look at a nuclear flash, kids, directly. That's bad for the eyes. And in a second, we should hear... There's the boom! My goodness, Billy sure has got a good set of lungs on him. Here comes the shock waves, but we'll learn about them on a future program. This is Mr. Wizard saying bye-bye!